Unit 20. Goodbye, New York. This will be my last report from New York. I am returning to Japan in a week. I have been a bit down and emotional these days. Every time I see my friends to say goodbye or go back to places I once visited, I cannot hold back my tears, because I love New York. Have you ever seen the sign, "I love New York," in which love is a heart mark? This campaign logo was a call for the revival of New York and was designed 2 years after the Vietnam War ended. People at that time were suffering from a financial crisis, soaring crime, deterioration of the city landscape, all of which caused a rapid decrease in the number of tourists. But the campaign was successful, and the city revived. This is because New Yorkers love their city. They united together to bring the charm and energy back into the city. Although my experience in New York has been just 10 months, I never felt that I was a foreigner here. Taxi drivers, employees at restaurants, and international students at school often spoke English with a heavy accent. But one thing people living in New York have in common, whether they are American nationals or immigrants, is that they are certain of what they want to achieve here. Some work in hotel kitchens to send money to their families. Some wait on tables while studying at a school to be actors or actresses and dreaming of becoming a star someday. Without a strong identity and a sense of achievement, one would find it difficult to survive in this diverse city. Yesterday, my friends at the dorm threw a farewell party for me. Tonight, I visited Oliver and Sarah with Angie and Jonathan to say goodbye. They all hugged me tightly and said, "We'll all miss you. You have to come back here again." I could hardly suppress my emotions, and my eyes were full of tears. How can I forget New York and the time I spent with you? I assure you, I will come back to this city someday and shout out in a loud voice, "I love New York." Goodbye, New York. Goodbye, dear friends.